Sachin Tendulkar, the very name invokes Indian national pride. The superstar of Indian cricket took the field today for the final test match of his fabled 24-year-long career. His name resounded today through the Wankhede Stadium in his hometown of Mumbai. India is in the throes of fevered celebrations for the 40-year-old batsman who has dominated the Indian imagination on and off the field. From Mumbai, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more on India's living legend.
The atmosphere was electric as India's favorite son stepped onto the field. Wankhede Stadium, filled to capacity, was awash in banners that read simply, "Believe." As Americans believed in Babe Ruth to crack a bat and in Michael Jordan to fly, India's cricket-obsessed citizens, sports fans, and school children believe in batsman Sachin Tendulkar, not just in his power to score, but in his power to make anything seem possible. Tendulkar's own ascent, he's one of cricket's first millionaires, coincided with the rise of the new India. A pro since age 16, Tendulkar holds the record for runs and centuries, cricket terminology for 100 runs, scored in both one-day and five-day matches. It's as if you took the records of Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, and Pete Rose and wrapped them all together. The five-day competition against the West Indies that began today marks Tendulkar's 200th test match, another record for cricket history. But the fevered celebrations for arguably the most revered man in contemporary India is not without controversy. Nitin Dalal of the Mumbai Cricket Association acknowledged that at least 12,000 of the 33,000 tickets were promised to corporate sponsors, government officials, and well-heeled social clubs known as gymkhanas. A paltry 3,000 tickets were left for the general public. I asked Dalal how that honored Tendulkar, who many considered to be a man of the people.
That's a big question. I can't comment on that.
I would ask you to try.
No, I can't comment on that.
There was no mistaking the public interest in the final match. The Tikkini website that sold the public passes received 19 million hits. Social media showered abuse on the website that couldn't take the load. Two young doctors told me they were online nonstop from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday, only to reach the payment page before they were knocked off again.
We were tired, you know, eyes were so heavy, sitting on the computer for 12 hours in a row, you know. So we lost our hopes and we went to sleep.
But fortune ultimately smiled on Dr. Malik Modi and his colleague. The site sent them a message the next morning confirming their tickets. But Dilip Premachandran, the editor-in-chief of Wisden, India, an authoritative voice on cricket, says the handling of the Tendulkar match turns the meritocracy of the new India on its head.
There's a lot of talk about merit and getting ahead on your own steam, but at the end of the day, so much of what happens is based on who you know. And that's true everywhere, whether that's journalism or business or acting or music. You are who you know to a large extent. And that really limits opportunities for people who, you know, are not connected.
The controversy is irrelevant to 15-year-old Ashutok Karpe, who managed to get a ticket to watch the man he calls a god.
This is like heaven for us.
Sachin Tendulkar will be back to entertain, inspire, and excite tomorrow as the Indian team resumes play against the West Indies. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Mumbai.
You can stay in touch with us throughout the day, follow our program, and follow us on Twitter. I'm Robert Siegel at rsiegel47.
I'm Audie Cornish at NPR Audie, and you can follow our co-host Melissa Block at NPR Melissa Block. You're listening to at NPR ATC from NPR News.